Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Prosecutors in Utah announcing charges against suspect Tyler Robinson in the shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray says he'll seek the death penalty.
Count one, aggravated murder, a capital offense for intentionally or knowingly causing the death of Charlie Kirk under circumstances that created a great risk of death to others.
Gray called the murder a tragedy against one of America's sacred rights to free speech, and the state is adding in other factors.
Because the defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide.
Robinson turned himself in after family members recognized images and video released by authorities. He's expected to appear remotely in court today to be formally charged. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Could Wisconsin State Capitol see additional security? That's what some lawmakers are proposing. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomayulson.
Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers, as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A proposal in the last legislative session failed to advance to a vote. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Badgers back in Madison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers home this Saturday against the Maryland Terrapins. Wisconsin now 2-1 after their loss in Alabama over the weekend. Baseball, yesterday we told you Brewers manager Pat Murphy read a letter he said was from Bob Uecker to the team after they clinched the spot in the playoffs. Turns out it was another practical joke. Murphy now clarifies he wrote the letter all along. Not Bob.
And it's just a way to honor the man, you know, and kind of put together some words that the players could resonate with, you know, things that he was about, because he's a big part of this thing. And I thought it would be a nice gesture to keep him involved. We brought the picture of him celebrating with us. And, you know, it was really about honoring him. And nobody believed in their right mind that, you know, he could produce a letter like that at this time, but his spirit is with us.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX.
Sunny and summery today with high temperatures still spiking to the mid-80s. We do have a teeny tiny chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight, lows slip to the mid-60s, and tomorrow, a repeat of today. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. We discuss his newly announced bid for governor 2026. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, to the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison on State Street, on what has turned out to be another gorgeous fall day, autumn day. It is, I know it's technically not. Not like September 21st or 22nd. I'm declaring it fall, Zommers, because at least here in Madison, there are places where the leaves are already turning. Kind of golden, yellow in some places. Look out the window here on State Street. Are those boxed out? I'm not a good enough person. Here, I see the camera is down. You talk for a second.
Yeah, I'll show the people on the stream what the camera looks like. So the Sam Davison Street Cam is currently pointed downward. Oh, that's a lot better. But you could only see the crosswalk for a second there, and that was my fault. I set it up the Sam Davison Street Cam today. But now you can actually see some of the trees Todd was talking
about. My partner fell off my perch there. I had to go, yes, look at that beautiful Sam Davison Street Cam there. I can see just a little bit of yellows in the leaves, so autumn is upon us. It's that time of year. Brewers, by the way, the boys of summer are turning into the boys of fall. They are back underway tonight against the Los Angeles Angels. Game time at 6:35 for the first pitch. You can hear the pregame show starting at 6:05. On select stations of Civic Media. And as Letterman says, I hope one of yours has been selected. And if you live in a Richland Center, it has on WRCE, WISS, and Oshkosh. Also, our new station up there in Hayward, not new station anymore, but new Brewer affiliate this year up in Hayward, WBZH, the buzz of the North. The Brewers back underway this afternoon. Big show today. Hope you stick around in hour number two. Going to have Pete Schwabba, our old friend, host of Nightlight here every evening from 6 until 8. Great reporter, great entertainment guy, actor, writer. He does it all. Pete's going to be here to talk about the passing of a Hollywood legend, in case you didn't hear today yet. This morning, it was announced through his agent that Robert Redford, the great Robert Redford, has passed away 89 years old. Did not quite understand or know that he was quite that old, but 89 years old. Going to talk about connections to Wisconsin and the great life and times of Robert Redford in hour number two. Also, what's worse for you today, called subscriptions or purchases. We'll get into that a little bit as well. And maybe some time to hear from Jim Nance on, we were going to do this last week, but news of the week kind of bumped it, appropriately so, unfortunately. But now maybe it's even more pertinent than ever, and that has to do with, is it really necessary for all of us to take a hot take? So all of that and much, much more coming up later on the show. But here's where I want to begin today, folks. It happens to be National Suicide Prevention Month. Great story last week in the Milwaukee Journal. Great reporting, I should say, by Natalie Eilbert. Headline, suicide rates in Wisconsin have risen 15% in the last decade. Why do they keep going up? We'll repeat this throughout the hour, but if you or someone that you know needs to talk, and it might not specifically about suicide, self-harm, maybe just very, very depressed, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, Healthline, is 988. You can simply text or call 988. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, somebody is standing by. So according to this article, the Journal Sentinel, suicide rates in Wisconsin rose by 15% over the last decade, continuing an alarming rise throughout this century. And by the way, if you're listening, you're thinking, I don't want to talk about this, it's too depressing. Just, as my grandparents used to say, hold your horses. Going to give you some facts, going to bring in our friend Kira Sabin here in a minute, and have a little fun, but some seriousness, and give you ways to, we all need this right now, everybody, including me. The world is on fire, or we feel like it, as Kira says. And she's going to tell us how to kind of dampen that fire a tad. Back to the story. A new report from Prevent Suicide Wisconsin, published September 4th, captured the mental health fallout of the COVID pandemic, ongoing political division, and financial distress. Further, it noted the impact of shrinking social networks, empty or shuttered community centers, and wayward trust in institutions, all of which can contribute to despair. By the end of 2023, U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy saw social disconnectedness as a burgeoning public health crisis with psychological consequences, and the loneliness epidemic became a household phrase. The factors leading to suicide are complex. It may be tempting to say mental health issues are the main contributing factors for these preventable deaths, but the September 4th report emphasized likely issues such as poverty, violence, historical and childhood traumas, environmental hazards, and even natural disasters have played roles in the suicide rates that plague Wisconsin. This is interesting and important. Firearms continue to be the most common and fatal method of suicide deaths. Women are far likelier than men to end up in hospitals and emergency departments for self-harm injuries. And catch this, all of our folks in rural Wisconsin, rural areas have disproportionately higher rates of suicide than urban regions of the state. Between 2014 and 2023, indigenous people in Wisconsin died by suicide at a disproportionate rates than that of other racial groups. By the way, it replaced whites in Wisconsin as having the highest rates. Lesbian, gay, and bisexual youth, too, are contemplating suicide at rates far higher than the average youth population. Under the what can be done category, and I this is important. This is where I want to go with Kira. Working with faith-based and cultural organizations is a part of a major plan of action at Prevent Suicide Wisconsin. It's about mending those frayed pathways to real-life connections, whether it's in the workplace, schools, community spaces, or houses of worship. Again, that's from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from last week, September 9th. Want to talk all of this about this with our guest today, first hour. She's been on the program before, a positivity psychology midlife coach. She's also a podcaster. You can find her at thrivewithkira.com or on the socials, simply at thrivewithkira, K-I-R-A, or thrivewithkira.com. Joining us via StreamYard, Kira Sabin. Kira, how in the world are you, my friend?
I've been better. You?
Kind of the same. But see, this is why when Kira and I get in, and in full disclosure, people who watch this show know this, we've basically been lifelong friends, our families and whatnot, grew up in the same town. I can laugh and smile and find reasons for joy when I talk with you, even about difficult topics. And I think at the end of the day, isn't that what a lot of this segment is about?
Absolutely. I think that we want to think that we are in unprecedented times, and unfortunately, we're not. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I came here to talk about today, is seeing the balance, seeing the joy, even in the tough, you know, and remembering to connect, reach out, and create community, because that's the only way I think we're out of this mess.
I totally agree. And again, listeners of this program probably know this, but for those that might be new to the show, Kira and I have known each other our whole lives. Weren't always on the same political side of the fence. Back when I was a Republican.
Yes. I was like, let's clarify which one of us. Sorry.
Right. But Kira's been enormously helpful in my life. And there have been points in my life. It's kind of like, I think there's a song about this, but it's like a rock in a stream, right? I guess it's from a Wicked, right? Where you know, the courses are changed. You can't undo that. And I think this weekend, now I think I know, Kira provided me with one of those rocks in a stream type of moment when you posted on your Instagram page, Kira, really great post. And that's the whole thrust of today with you. You start out by saying, right now, the world is on fire. Something we can forget is this. Every single day, wonderful and horrible things happen. But in our world, in our lives, both truths exist. Always. And that's where it begins. And this is a real watershed moment, not just for me, but for this program. And it made me rethink or reevaluate where we were going with this show. And I said yesterday, openly on this show, look, I don't have the bandwidth. We don't have the staff at this show to handle every single thing that comes out of the news fire hose and fact check that. Because it used to be right. Oh, well, the Department of Labor statistics says this, it must be true. And I don't want to make this overtly political, but with the people in charge now in D.C., that is no longer the case. So we essentially have to fact check everything we bring on this program, and it can be overwhelming. And we forget, I forget, there's also great things happening in each of our neighborhoods, Kira.
I think it's very interesting. And, you know, I think, Todd, you and I over the years have talked about this before. But it gets really easy to focus only on what we see or what's only feeling like it's personally affecting us. But we forget that there are beautiful and absolutely awful things that happen in this world every day, whether it's personally to somebody, whether it's societally or culturally. We might have had a good 4 years or whatever, and we think, oh, wow, my life's going okay. You know, the person who I voted for is at the office, like, life's okay. The thing is, that's not true. And that's not bad or good. It just is. But I think that there is a really, really smart realization when we realize this is the way it's always been. There is always going to be push and pull. There's always going to be progress and then people pulling back on it. This is the way it's always been. And when we forget that, when we go, this is the worst, this is awful, we forget to look around on a day-to-day basis for joy, for connection, for community, all the things that absolutely existed 1 year ago, all the things that existed 10 years ago, all the things that existed 100 years ago. We are just in cycles. We are in seasons. And we will make it through the cycle and we will make it through the season.
It's such an important reminder, because I heard a lot of people last week, even still this week, saying things after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, such as, there will never be another outdoor political event ever again. This is going to stop. Well, really, you think that's what people say? I mean, did we say when JFK got shot in a parade in Dallas, we'll never have another parade in the world again? When Martin Luther King got shot, you know, outside, we'll never have another outdoor political thing. You know, when we had 100,000 protesters at the state capitol during Act 10, people were saying the public will never, ever be able to get into the. So you're so right that in the moment we focus on the now and the dread, and we almost, like, I'm not self-fulfilling, but we just kind of like forward it and say, well, it'll never get better. And that's freaking depressing.
And because if we don't have hope, we don't have much, right? Like, hope is what keeps us going. Hope is what keeps us motivated. Hope is what has us reaching out, connecting, and then fear has us shut down, avoiding. And, you know, if we're talking about, you know, although I would not say that suicide is a topic I talk about regularly,
right.
If we're talking about suicide, it's people who feel alone.
Right.
It's people who feel like they don't have other people.
We're going to come back.
So
talk
if we
more,
want to start changing this.
Come back, talk more with Kira Sabin in just a minute. Don't worry. We're not Pollyanna here. Believe me, Kira does not look at the world through rose-colored glasses. We're going to get real, but we're all going to give us some ways why we can understand how we feel and how we get better. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wherever it may live, lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Pat Almost Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's what happens when a dyslexic guy tries to read something and do something else at the
same
time.
Do you want
to
do over on that one?
Yeah, can you just start the whole show? No, I'm just kidding. We're fine. Well, I was reading, actually, Kira and I during the break, and you can tune in, Facebook, StreamYard, Twitter, X, Twix, whatever you want to call it, and watch the video of the show. And we leave the curtains open. You know, if the neighbors want to look in, that's fine, and they can see what we're doing during the break. And I was telling Kira for her, sadly we don't write her a check when she comes on, but I said, I got to take you and your wonderful husband, Danny, out to dinner. And so she suggested the Harvey House here. Very Tony place in Madison. I said, well, okay.
I've been there once.
Have you really?
What? A Tony place?
It's kind of Tony. I mean, it's kind of upscale. I mean,
It is.
I don't know.
I've never
what?
Heard the expression. Tony
really?
Place.
You never heard of that before?
No.
All right.
No.
Our friend and colleague, Jeff Perry, ongoing contributor on Facebook, says, how about Arby's?
We have the meats.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for looking out for me.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology, midlife coach, and podcaster extraordinaire with us. You can find her and all of her work at Thrive with Kira on the socials, or her website is thrivewithkira.com. Let's get this in quickly because I don't want to run out of time. You have a workshop going on. These are tremendous. They're retreats. They're predominantly focused on women. I think you got a couple of spaces left. If people listen and say, I want to spend more time with Kira because she could help me, I can tell you she can. How do they find out?
Thrive with Kira has all the information. I run a great midlife program. It's 6 months long. We really dig in together. It starts off with a 5-day retreat here in Madison. And then we do 6 months of building self-worth, boundaries, emotional regulation, all the kind of things that they've discovered, but we never learned as kids in our Gen X lives. So it just helps us be able to deal with life better because, as we know, it can be tough. And if you're a woman in midlife, it can be hormonally very tough. So
I obviously don't understand that, but as a guy, but no, I live vicariously through you and my sister. So there you go. Kira, by the way, it is National Mental Health Awareness Month. Also talking about death by suicide, Wisconsin, but that's not the focus of this segment. Really, it hit me, this Kira's post over the weekend on Instagram, just recognizing that the world can feel on fire right now. And it's not just the assassination of Charlie Kirk, which is horrible and terrible, but everything that surrounds that, other crises that seem to be going on a daily basis. Kira, you've talked to us before that physiologically, our brains are literally not wired to handle a crisis every day like this. And you give us some tips on recognizing some things, and then we're going to move into how we can address that, how we can feel better. So let's start off with this. Just you lay it out there. Some moments just land heavy on us.
So I would love to read a little bit of this. Yeah, because I did this post. Yep. It's because I saw chaos online, right? And although I'm not always a big fan of social media, I am there because it's my business. I'm talking to women and different people. But it just made me see people were fighting, people were yelling at each other. And I just held up this little mirror to say, you know, whether this impacts you personally or not, like, this is what always is. So some moments land heavy on us, others pass us by, and most we don't even know happen at all, right? Yeah. Around the world, there's so many things happening that we don't know about because we only catch a fraction of what this world holds, right? Like, we might have the best day ever and our neighbor might have lost a pet and is crying, right? Like, we don't really know. And at any given moment, someone feels like they never stop crying. And at the same time, someone else is discovering that they can laugh again. This is, it's always going to be hard. And we just have to notice the good because every single day holds so much beauty. Art is being created. Songs are being sung. Friendships are beginning. Love is unfolding. Silliness and happy accidents happen. Animals making us smile, trees being planted, stories being told, sunsets being watched, ideas being shared, strangers helping strangers. And I'm sharing all of that because, so I have a background in positive psychology. And the greatest thing about positive psychology is not Pollyanna, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. It's making sure you notice the good because our brains naturally go to the bad. Yeah. There's something called negativity bias. It is a cognitive bias. And because of the way our brains have evolved from early on, we are constantly scanning for bad. It's just what our brains do to protect us, to keep us safe. But that means that we can get really stuck in the bad, where all we're seeing is bad. All we're focusing on is bad. We surround ourselves with these heavy things all the time. And as you mentioned, which is one of my favorite things, we almost become self-fulfilling prophecies. Mm-hmm. If all we see is badness and hate in the world, then all you will see is badness and hate in the world. And you will probably be impacted by the badness and the hate. But every day there's good too.
Agree or disagree, the people that write the algorithms for social media out there, let alone the bots, as they call them, from China and Russia that are literally programmed, they know what you just said. And these algorithms tap in on our sense of dread and just obsessing, agree or disagree. And that only makes the problem worse.
Absolutely. And as people, we have to get better than it. We have to be a little bit smarter than some algorithm. Right? If social media doesn't feel good, get off social media. I will say I am not on Facebook anymore. I felt like crap every time I was on there. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to find a way to connect with the people I want to connect there in different ways, right? Mm-hmm. We have to be thoughtful to where we put our time, where we put our energy, who we're giving it to. And if you, and it gets really, really easy with our news cycle, with everything else, to get swept up in it. but they're not spending their time talking about all the good things, too.
We've only just begun our conversation with positive psychology midlife coach Kira Sabin. We're going to look at history, why we feel this way, and give you tips, Kira will, on how we move past it, how we move on, how we move forward positivity and feel better about ourselves. Don't go anywhere. Farm News is next. It's the All Bolts Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX. Creating a tool that connects existing farmers with those that want to farm next. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. FarmLink, a new proposal being pitched at the state capitol. We'll tell you about it next.
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
Wisconsin State Representative Clint Moses is proposing a new idea that would require the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection to launch a Farmland Link program. He says the idea came from a statewide need to both find farmland and keep that land in agriculture.
What it is the best way to compare it, it's similar to like what realtors have with the MLS listings, but this would create a database that would be completely free for people to access. So a website that they could go to, a non-biased website that people could just post, you know, ag land they've got for sale and others could go on there and find it. But it does have to be zoned agriculture. So That is one thing that would limit it. You know, as far as you ask about policing, you could not have like residential or industrial zoned land on this. It would be just for land that is zoned agricultural use.
That's Wisconsin State Representative Clint Moses, who is also a vice chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee. The proposal in the state legislature is designed to guide Wisconsin's farming future. He said the bill would ask that the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection administer the FarmLink program through its Wisconsin Farm Center.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
And the harvest continues to roll on in Wisconsin. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service shows that now we've got about 22% of our corn silage harvested as of Sunday. Potatoes, about 55% complete. Fourth cutting of alfalfa, 77% done. And pasture condition ratings, 68% good to excellent. That is down 2 percentage points in 1 week's time. That's a quick update on food and farming news on a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Sunny and summery today, with high temperatures still spiking to the mid-80s. We do have a teeny tiny chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight, lows slip to the mid-60s, and tomorrow, a repeat of today. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, soybean crops are sitting in the fields. China not interested in buying. We're talking tariffs with James Vanderloo. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
I heard of once in a lullaby.
Welcome back to the Tattleball Show on a Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Zomer's dialing up a little Judy Garland, the original Somewhere Over the Rainbow from Wizard of Oz. Makes my sister very happy, that's for sure. But I think that's appropriate, sure. Because I think a lot of us out there, we get stuck in what we think is dread. And you can't even handle reality. And you think someday things have to get better. And here to help explain all that and walk us through it. Because things right now, as she has said, it can feel like the world is on fire. And yes, part of that's the context of the assassination of Charlie Kirk last week, but also just the constant fire hose, as they say, of information. It just comes out so quickly and so fast that we cannot handle it all. And it becomes overwhelming. And we started off this hour by this great article, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, by Natalie Eilbert, that Wisconsin death by suicide rates have risen by 15% in the last decade. And this is not a specifically suicide prevention episode, but it's relatable. And part of that is just how we take care of our mental health in this Mental Health Awareness Month, and here to walk us through it, continue to walk us through it, Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach. She also has a podcast called Rom-Com Rescue. Check that out. That's a lot of fun. You can find her and all of her work at Thrive With, spelled out, Thrive With Kira, KIRA.com. We encourage you to go there. Terry Barr, watching on YouTube, says Kira is a mental health rock star. 100%. Thanks. I appreciate that, Terry. I totally agree. Kira joining us via StreamYard. Kira, we left off before Pam Yonke, and you said, look, remember this. Even in the hardest seasons, there's always plenty of good, whether we personally see it or not. And if you look back at history, Kira, whether we might not feel like it or not, things have been worse.
Things have been way worse.
As it turns out.
I don't know. I don't know about you, Todd, but I actually was never really a history person. You know, my mom was a teacher. She loves going to museums and touring all of the houses and architecture, but I was never into history. But something happened in 2020, just a sidestep here, clearly COVID. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I had a lot more time on my hands because my husband Danny was home. And so we just got really sucked into the American Experience on PBS, which are these like mini documentaries that just talk about what happened in America and how. And we started watching a lot of them, and it was a wake-up call to me because it was that moment to go, oh, this thing that I think is only happening right now, that's happened before.
Yeah.
Many times, right? The very things that sometimes we're fighting for right now has happened before many times. And, you know, the fact that we have indoor plumbing and live past 40 is a gift that 100 years ago, our you know, great grandparents didn't even have. So, I mean, there is a point where we have to see where our focus is. We have so many conveniences and beautiful things on our day, but it is amazing how what we focus on is what we'll get. And yeah, so I was just telling you guys in that whatever and this is pretty nerdy because I listened to a podcast about years ago, but that they talk about the worst year in history that they can
the worst
you know,
year ever. All right.
In the world, and it's year 536, and there was a volcano. AD. Yeah, yes, yeah. Sorry. There was a huge volcano eruption, possibly from Iceland, right? So it created a full volcanic winter, and they didn't have sun for 18 months. There was no sun around the world for 18 months. There was an extreme cold because there was no sun. So coldest decade in 2300 years. They had total famine and hardship because, of course, they can't grow anything when there's no sun. There was a huge spread of disease and basically a societal collapse besides it. So this looks pretty good compared to year 536. No, I mean, that's obviously an extreme example. But if we do look back in history, we see the patterns and we see the repetitions and we see the push and pull. And I think that even in a time where we are being pulled back, we will always progress forward.
Yeah,
we will always have new things and great things and hope. And in, you know, there's always been cycles of struggle, of fear, of hate, of greed, of prejudice, of injustice. That's always happened. It's probably always going to be happening. I wish I could say that wasn't. But there's always been cycles of resilience, creativity, progress, and love.
Yeah.
These things are always happening.
I think
and that's what makes life beautiful.
I think that, again, we might say, well, yeah, I know that. But we need the reminders of people like you to say, just pump the brakes here, buddy, because we're not necessarily going off of a cliff, although there are bad things in the world. But I love the earlier point that when we're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, whatever it might be, and we think, this is the best day of my life. Somebody in another part of the state, another part of the country, in the world is literally having the worst day of their life, and they think the world is going to hell. It can't get any worse than this. And that all coexists together. And you point out here that every generation is also created beauty, joy, community, right in the middle of all those storms.
Absolutely. And we're not meant to take it all on. And where we are not helping ourselves is our 24-hour news stations, social media, where we see people who we love and have been friends with for maybe years, like saying things that we don't agree with. This is different than we've ever had. And I do want to remind everybody, we have the option to turn it off. We have the option to look away. I am on my favorite social media is Instagram, and I can promise you it is all animals, particularly kittens, and happy videos. That's it. That's the only thing that I allow like on my feed. And so it gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling instead of, oh my God, do I want to wake up tomorrow?
We're talking with Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach. You can find her at thrivewithkira.com. Go ahead, Kira. Just for folks that live, we're kind of turning the corner now into, and this is another great part of this. We do have control over some of this stuff that we take. Well, you know, control over a lot of it, but we're getting into the what we can do to make ourselves feel better health-wise. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd love to talk for a second about the happiness set point. I wasn't even going to bring this up, but I think it's really appropriate here. So about 20 years ago, they started doing work about what makes us happy, right? That's what positive psychology is. It's basically like, what's the science of making us happy? Mm. And only 10% of our happiness comes from external things. Money, our career, our relationships, politics, our world. Only 10% of our happiness comes from that. Mm-hmm. The rest of it comes from where we put our time, where we put our focus, who we spend our time with.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And if we're doing things that light us up and feel good.
Right. And just to be very personal for a second, I won't want to go deep into it because we've mentioned it before, but there was a period in my life where I was very depressed and very down and things were not good. And Kira took time to talk with me and she's like, why you give me all these reasons that you're making up to put yourself in this position? Why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you putting yourself in a position where you're hanging out with someone who is making you feel like crap? And that was a difficult moment, but a light bulb moment, and it changed a lot of where I was at in that point in my life.
I think that virtually everybody listening on a Tuesday afternoon is probably an adult, and we can feel very tied to family. We can feel very tied to our commitments, but we do have the power at the end of the day to say, if something doesn't feel good, we can speak up about it. We can walk away from it. We can talk about it with someone. Like, it doesn't have to stay this way.
Yeah.
And the biggest things that I can't, let me tell you, like, I have to keep my eye on, you know, not a ton of politics, or I won't even want to get out of bed, right? Like, it's not like I don't feel it too. Mm-hmm. But it is amazing how when I spend my time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love, that I value, that I think are important, not much has really changed.
Yeah.
Right. And the thing is that I think that when we are concerned and worried about rights being taken away, volunteer, find the organizations that you care about. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization. See if there's something that you can do to help. Put some money, put some time in, right? People might be losing their funding. That's okay. We can help fund, right? People cannot take away our joy. They cannot take away our hope. And the minute they do, then they have really won.
Clip that. We're using that right there, because you nailed it. You nailed it, Kira, as you do. It's easy to feel terrible when you say, oh, look at the wood. Oh, look at that. Oh. But when you get off your butt, I'm looking at myself, and go out and volunteer. If you're doing something, it might be small in the large scope of things, but when you do something, you know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
Absolutely. And so those organizations or those groups that you're worried about, find time and help them. And there's so many ways to do that,
right?
If you don't have the time, you might have the finances. If you don't have the finances, you might have the time or the energy, or can donate things. Like, there are a thousand things that we can do. And what happened is we got a little lazy about it. And we just kind of hoped that everybody else was going to take care of this stuff.
Yeah.
And right now we have a wake up call to say, we're going to have to get back in there. We're going to have to get back in and help those in need. We're going to have to get back in and make the world a better place if we have people who are not wanting to do that for us.
Talking to Kira
Saban. We have that ability all day.
Talking to Kira Saban, positive psychology midlife coach. You can find her work at thrivewithkira.com. Back into this great Insta post over the weekend, Kira. You talked about and what we can take on, what we can control, is how we respond to the part of life that touches us. And I think this is so important. Get about 2 minutes, because, by the way, before our next break. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I think it's just so important for us to realize that what's actually happening to us, what we can control, that's where our power is. Right? Right. Yeah. Now, you and I, Todd, probably are not making a huge impact on national or global politics.
Agreed.
But I can certainly volunteer and make somebody's day better. I can sit down and have a conversation with a stranger that might light up their day and make, you know, we have no idea what's going on, but I can promise us scrolling or fighting on social media isn't going to save the world. It's not even going to change minds, because we really can't change people out of their values.
Yeah.
We can't change it out of their fears. And that's what's going on here. So what we can do is put our time and our energy into what we believe in, what we think. We put our money there too, right? Find the organizations, find the companies that go along with what you value. Put money in them. That's how we make change.
Well, I'll read a couple of these going on the way out to the break. I'm going to have to buy Danny and Kira an extra drink at Harvey House, because I'm going to ask her to come back after this. But she asks these important questions. Do we give into fear, or do we cultivate hope? Do we spread hate or practice compassion? Stay divided or reach for connection? Shut down or stay present? Close our hearts or open them wider? React with anger or respond with curiosity and questions? Disconnect or reach out? Build walls or build bridges? That's healthy stuff, you guys. And Kira's going to come back and discuss it on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Kira Saban, Todd Allbaugh, and you across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We
rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A bipartisan bill banning members of Congress from owning or trading individual stocks has been introduced in the U.S. House. It appears the reform could pass due in no small part to a tax break sweetener just for members. For years, allegations have plagued members of Congress who allegedly traded stocks on the basis of inside information. The Brennan Center for Justice points to Senator Dianne Feinstein's February 2020 trades prior to pandemic-related market losses and Representative Rob Bresnahan's sale of hospital development bonds only a month after he voted to cut Medicaid and put those hospitals at risk of closure. September 3rd, Republican Representative Chip Roy introduced H.R. 5106, also called the Restore Trust in Congress Act, co-sponsored by Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and 15 others. The bill allows current members 180 days to divest of individual stocks, but allows investing in mutual funds, index funds, municipal bonds, and treasury bonds. But one critic writes in Forbes that the reform comes with a sweetheart deal, allowing members to divest and defer capital gains taxes until after they leave Congress, a huge gift to multimillionaire members. Both House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries have signaled they will support the bill. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
She may have been a small-town girl. I was a small-town boy. But for 17 years plus, she's been helping people build more joy, love, connection, self-worth, and purpose in their lives. She is our guest today, Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach, podcaster extraordinaire. You can find all of her work at Thrive with Kira, K-I-R-A, thrivewithkira.com. Mental Health Awareness Month here. And talking about the world seems like it's on fire right now. If you watch the news, but there's so many things that we can do to change our psyche, Kira. And you write in this great post on Insta this week. I want to pick up there with the time we have left. You write, every single day we have a choice. What are you choosing? Great question.
We cannot. Yes. What are we choosing? Because we do. We choose who we spend time with. We choose where we put our energy and our thoughts even, right? And our minds. We get to decide. We can't control all of these huge things, but we can control our life, the people around us, and we can make an impact that can ripple out and truly change the world. I don't come on here every day like you do, Todd, and amazingly, you know, inspire people through conversations around politics and what's going on in the world. I do it by working with people one-on-one or in small ways in hopes that as they heal, it'll ripple out. But I even just think our own self-work and our own work that we're doing, you know, with our family or around us, those are what make huge impacts. That's how we change the world.
100%. You're right. You write in your post, positive psychology reminds us we can't stop horrible things from happening, but we can shape our response and create purpose, connection, love, and resilience in the process. And when we choose differently, we don't just change our lives. We ripple it forward for our children, our communities, and our future. And that's what's exciting, Kira, is that when you do something for someone else, you have a good effect on somebody else, it generally makes us feel better about ourselves, does it not?
Absolutely. I don't have the, I like to have little like percentages, and I don't have it off the top of my head, but there is science behind when we do like just a random act of kindness, not only are we making somebody else's day better, it also kind of comes back to us. So both people win, not just one. And the more and more that we do that, the more and more like we make a positive impact. I think that what's happening right now is we see a lot of fear. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of unknowns and a lot of people just scared. And that's its own, I mean, that's why it's called terrorism. Like that's its own thing. It's to make people scared because then they'll do what you want them to do. Well, I'm not going to be scared. I'm going to go after joy. I'm going to go after community. I'm going to go after connection. I'm going to do the things in this amazing state that we call home that we have been doing for years, and our grandparents and our great grandparents and everything else, helping farmers take care of each other, right? You and I both grew up in a small town. Mm-hmm. My grandmother had a farm that I would help with on the weekends. You know, this is the way it's always been, and we've just lost our way a little bit, and we stopped seeing the way that we connect and started seeing what divides us.
And it isn't part of that because of our intake predominantly on the internet, but also television and radio news, newspapers, that what gets clicked, what people, advertisers want to advertise around too often is the negative. That's what sells, as they say. And you know, I firmly believe, because I've traveled the state, that people, there is also an appetite for, again, not Pollyannish, the world is rose-colored glasses, but just talk about there are good things happening in each of our communities across the state.
I mean, we have fried cheese curds, people. This is our gift to the world. Right? Any life cannot be horrible when there is fried cheese curds. I'm sorry for those who are dairy sensitive. Yes. But you know, we are so lucky to live in such a great time. As a woman, I see that I have rights that my mom didn't have, that my grandmother didn't have. And although those rights are being threatened right now, I still have them. And I'm going to use them for good. Yeah. And I guess I just want to I wanted to come on, you know, Todd, and just say that as people are listening and it gets really easy to get just down in the muck during these times, what can you do for good? What do you have control over? Where are you putting your time? Right? Because if it's, you know, if it's online and you go to bed feeling awful every day or waking up at 3 a.m. with your mind spinning about what terrible thing you're going to read tomorrow, step back. I promise the world's going to keep on going, whether you're reading it five times a day or more, right? It's going to keep on moving.
Kira writes, because every day all around this world, wonderful and horrible things will always happen. They have always existed and they will probably always exist. What we can change is us. Every day we have a choice. Choose kindness. Choose connection. Choose love. Choose joy. Kira, I can't think of a better advice than that.
I just think that that's where our happiness is. I think that that's what they have now scientifically proven makes us feel good. And if the world is not going to give us that, then we have to look for ways to find it, to find that joy in our day, to find that community and connection. And I think that's how we heal the world. And I think that that's how we even politically change things in the future.
I got to clean it up for radio, but Kira reminds us on her post, stop the ridiculousness. Let's live like we freaking mean it. That's so good. Let's live. Let's grasp it all, right, Kira?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I luckily grew up during the time of
30 Seconds.
Dead Poets Society, you know, Nuanda, I think, or right? You know, Carpe Diem.
Carpe
this
Diem.
This is all we get.
Seize the day.
Where are you putting your time?
Kira Sabin, you can find all of her work at thrivewithkira.com. Look her up. She's a fantastic person, great professional that can help you out. Thanks, Kira. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Todd.
Stay tuned. Hour number two is straight ahead. What's worse? And also, don't stop believing because Pete Schwab is in hour two as well.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray announcing suspect Tyler Robinson is facing 7 charges in the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. It includes aggravated murder, a capital offense.
Following the press conference, I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty.
ABC's Pierre Thomas says the state also detailed a mountain of evidence, including text messages from Robinson and witness interviews.
It's clear that they said that there had been changes in the past few months and weeks where he'd become more left-leaning, in their words, according to authorities today. The relationship with the roommate, authorities, I'm told, are examining that in terms of the roommate who was transitioning from male to female, according to authorities, and his belief that Charlie Kirk, in their words, was sowing hate.
Robinson will appear virtually in court later today to face charges. This